introducing today's contestants, a physician from Holmdel, New Jersey, Katie Kunamnani. A software engineer from Virginia Beach, Virginia, Randy Hassel Jr. And our returning champion, a wine tasting consultant from Gowanjack, Michigan, Jennifer Quayle, whose two-day cash winnings total $74,800. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Two wins for Jennifer, averaging $37,000. Now, could this be the start of something big? Well, it all depends on the categories which will come up in today's program, and it also depends on Katie and Randy, her two challengers. Good luck, players. Here we go. Let's see how well the three of you do with these categories. Mugshots, followed by retired numbers in sports. Then you deal with clothing, lakes and rivers, according to Black's Law Dictionary. And finally, remember the LMO. Each correct response will contain those three letters in that order. Jennifer, off you go.
Lakes and rivers, 200.
All right, Jimmy will start us off.
The Yenisei River flows north for more than 2,000 miles through the heart of this vast Russian region.
Jennifer.
What is Siberia?
Yes.
Lakes, 400.
Lyon is on this river, one letter different from the one Bonn is on. Katie.
What is the Rhone?
The Rhone. Good.
Lakes and rivers for 1,000, please.
Owasco is part of this group of skinny lakes near Syracuse, New York. Randy.
What are the Finger Lakes?
You got them.
Lakes and rivers, 600, please.
A flight to Thunder Bay and a four-hour drive brings you to Canada's Pukasaw National Park on this great lake. Katie.
What is Lake Superior?
That's the one.
Lakes and rivers for 800, please.
Until about the year 1200, Lake Mälaren was a bay of this sea and was used by ocean-going vessels to reach Sweden's interior. Randy.
What is the Norwegian Sea?
Nope. Jennifer.
What is the Baltic?
You got it.
Black's Law Dictionary, 200.
It's a jury that cannot reach a verdict by the required voting margin, also termed deadlocked jury. Katie.
What is a hung jury?
That's it.
Remember LMO for 1,000, please.
In a musical work, it's a theme associated with a particular person or situation. Jennifer.
What is a leitmotif?
Correct.
Clothing, 200.
The tapering rear ends of a man's formal jacket are known as these. Jennifer?
What are tails?
Yes.
Clothing, 4.
This flat, close-fitting collar takes its name from a boy created in 1902 in a children's book. Jennifer.
What is a Peter Pan collar?
That's the one.
Clothing, 6.
A wardrobe staple for women is the LBD, short for this. Katie.
What is a little black dress?
Yeah.
Clothing for 800.
Made from leather or other durable material and worn over pants, they're a cowboy's protective leggings. Jennifer.
What are chaps?
Yes.
Clothing, 1,000.
From the Latin for garment, they are official ecclesiastical robes worn during ceremonies and indicative of rank. Jennifer.
What are vestments?
That's it.
Mugshots, 200.
This outlaw sits for a mugshot, not pictured the Sundance Kid. Jennifer.
Who is Butch Cassidy?
He's the one.
Mugshots, 4.
Did they catch this future Russian leader red-handed? Randy.
Who is Lenin?
Lenin is right.
Mugshot, 600, please.
This dancer and suspected spy was arrested near the end of World War I. Jennifer.
Who's Mata Hari?
You got her, and that takes you to 5,200. We're going to take a break, though. Back in a moment. Katie Kunamnani is a physician from New Jersey who once made her high school trivia team. And there's something about a jacket with my face on it?
Yeah, so I really wanted a varsity jacket for Quiz Bowl. So my mom tried to get one with an Alex Trebek on the back, but since it was, you know, pre-internet, she wasn't able to find one, so I had to settle for tennis rackets. I play tennis too.
You replaced me with a tennis racket.
Not for lack of trying.
Okay, thank you very much for that explanation. Randy Hassel, software engineer from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Big fan of video games, and you attend conventions for these video games, am I right?
Yes, that's right.
Where do they hold these? In America, abroad?
Yeah, all over. I've been to New York Comic Con. I've been to plenty around my area, around D.C., yeah, I'd love to.
Now, isn't there a real big one here in Southern California
there
for
Comic Con? I have not been there yet, but I do plan to.
Something to look forward to. Yes. Jennifer Quayle is our champion. She is from Michigan. She likes cruising.
Yes,
on big ships.
Yes, Queen Mary 2 is my favorite
really?
Right now. Yes.
Why?
Well, that was the ship I was on when I found out it was going to be on Jeopardy.
That's a good reason to like it.
Yep.
All right, let's get back into this. Pick up your signaling device. Oh, we have a lot of clues left up there. Go ahead and make a selection.
Mugshots for 800.
This Italian immigrant is at the bottom of his pyramid in his mugshot. Jennifer.
Who's Ponzi?
Charles Ponzi, yes.
Mugshots 1,000.
This silent film comedian's arrest in 1921 led to a major scandal. Jennifer.
Who's Fatty Arbuckle?
He's the one.
Law Dictionary 400.
It's an attempt to commit battery, requiring the specific intent to cause physical injury. Katie?
What is assault?
That's it.
Law for 600.
This means to remove oneself as a judge in a particular case because of prejudice or conflict of interest. Katie?
What is recuse?
That's the word.
Law for 800.
It's a four-syllable system of organized crime involving the extortion of money from businesses by intimidation. Jennifer?
What is racketeering?
Correct.
Law Dictionary 1,000.
A threat of harm made to compel a person. A marriage done under it is generally voidable. Jennifer.
What is duress?
Good.
LMO 200.
To do it, bend backward and pass under a horizontal bar. Randy.
Was the limbo.
That's it.
Sports 200, please.
After they retired Derek Jeter's number 2 in 2017, the only single-digit number left for this team was 0. Randy.
What is the Yankees?
Yes.
Sports 800, please.
To honor Jackie Robinson, in 2014, UCLA retired this number in every sport. Katie.
What is 42?
You got it.
LMO for 400?
Glowing, like some watch dials. Jennifer.
What is luminous?
That's the word.
LMO 6.
Crystal Coach built custom ones. Jennifer.
What are limousines?
Good.
LMO 800.
Everybody's doing this, the action of moving from one place to another. Jennifer.
What is locomoting?
Yes.
Sports 400.
Every team in the National Hockey League has retired number 99 in honor of this great one. Katie.
Who is Wayne Gretzky?
Yes.
Sports 600.
Answer. Daily double. All righty. Took a long time to find it. You can't catch Jennifer in the lead. You can get close.
3,000.
Three it is. Here is the clue. The Seattle Seahawks retired this number to honor the extra player, the fans.
What is one?
No, it's 12. The 12th man. They refer to themselves as that. So you're at 1,000, and here's the $1,000 clue. In 2013, the Bears said this coach's number 89 would be the last number the Chicago NFL team would ever retire. Katie.
Who is Ditka?
Mike Ditka. You're at 2,000. You're in second place. That means Randy gets to go first in Double Jeopardy. In a moment. Jennifer, off to an excellent start. Randy, you're at $1,000. Let's see if you can build on that with these categories. Back in the 20th century. We're not going back too far. Adjectives. The rest of the title, please. We'll deal with women. Old books. And even though it starts with an R, it's not rocket science. What is it? Randy.
Okay, rest of the title, please, for 1,200.
Delivering on its title, very literally, Airplane 2, the this. Randy.
What is The Return?
No. Jennifer.
What is the sequel?
That's it.
Old books, 400.
The Domesday Book, a record of the value and ownership of land in 11th century England, was compiled by order of this king. Jennifer.
Who's King John?
Nope. Randy or Katie? Who's William the Conqueror? Jennifer, back to you.
Books 8.
In the 4th century, Eusebius wrote the history of the church from Christ to this emperor who legalized the faith. Randy.
Who was Constantine?
Yes.
Old big books, 1200 books?
In the 13th century, this saint and philosopher tried to sum up all religious thought in Summa Theologica. Randy.
Who is Sir Thomas Aquinas?
You are right.
20th century, 1200 books?
On December 3rd, 1973, Pioneer 10 was within 81,000 miles of its cloud tops and would find this planet to be mostly liquid. Katie.
What is Venus?
Nope. Jennifer.
What is Uranus?
No. Randy.
Was Mercury?
No. What is Jupiter? Big Jupiter. Mostly liquid. Randy, back to you.
20th century, 800.
Answer, daily double. You have but 600. You can risk up to 2,000.
Let's do 2,000, please.
All right. In 1954, Russian words meaning Committee for State Security got shortened to these three letters for an agency.
What is KGB?
You got it. And you're at 2,600 now in second place.
Title for 800.
From 1991, Terminator 2, this. Jennifer.
What is Judgment Day?
That's it.
Title 4.
Die Hard 2, promising even more. Katie.
What is With a Vengeance?
Nope. What is Die Harder? Jennifer.
Old book, 16.
Snorri Sturluson's Heimskringla from around 1220 AD is a collection of these epic narratives about the kings of Norway. Jennifer.
What are saga?
Sagas, yes.
Books, 2000.
Chrétien de Troyes' 12th century Arthurian tale about this young knight's search for the Grail was the basis for a Wagner opera. Jennifer.
What is Parsifal?
That's right.
Rest of the title, 16.
2015's Magic Mike getting resized. Randy.
What is XXL?
Good.
Rest title for 2000?
In the 80s, Breakin' 2. Randy.
Was Electric Boogaloo?
You got it.
20th century, 1600?
Discovered in 1943, streptomycin was the second major one of these wonder drugs and the first effective against tuberculosis. Randy.
What is penicillin?
Nope. Jennifer.
What are antibiotics?
That's it, yes.
20th century, 2000.
Each car on the Ferris wheel seen here held an astounding 60 people at the 1904 World's Fair in this Midwest city. Randy.
Where's St. Louis?
You got it.
20th century, 400.
In the 1970s, this was rampant, raising prices 14% a year, and the president declared it public enemy number one. Jennifer.
What is inflation?
Correct.
Adjectives, 400.
In a natural, unrefined state, like raw petroleum. Katie?
What is crude?
Good.
Adjectives, 800.
This synonym for domesticated is a much shorter word. Jennifer?
What is tame?
Yeah.
Adjectives, 12.
Able to be decomposed easily by living organisms, thereby avoiding pollution. Jennifer?
What is biodegradable?
Good.
Adjectives, 16.
Answer? You didn't see the score. You have a $12,000 lead.
$3,000.
All right, here's the clue. It's from the Latin for hammer and refers to metal that can be hammered into a new shape.
What is malleable?
That's the word.
2,000 adjectives.
It can mean difficult to understand or traveling in a route similar to a planet's orbit. Katie.
What is elliptical?
Yes.
Women for 2,000.
Natasha Bedingfield and Pat Benatar have headlined the female-friendly Palm Springs Festival, named for this late TV star. And her name is Dinah Shore.
Women, 1600.
Katie. The Sultan of this Middle East country is assuredly proud of his all-female marching band. Randy.
What is Brunei?
No. Katie or Jennifer? Sultan of Oman. Katie, back to you.
Women, 1,200.
The Minangkabau, the largest ethnic group of Sumatra, is this type of society in which descent is determined through women. Jennifer.
What is matriarchal?
No. Katie.
What is matrilineal?
That's it.
Women for 800.
No one has won more women's FIFA World Cup titles than this country. Randy.
What is the United States?
You got it.
Rocket science, 1,200.
Its investigation into a bone-softening disease caused by vitamin D deficiency. Randy.
What is osteoporosis?
No. Jennifer.
What is rickettology?
No. Randy or Katie? But you're on the right track. What is ricket science, not rocket science?
Oh,
you get what the category is about now? If you start at the top, you'll know immediately what the category is about. Randy, back to you.
Rocket science 400.
It's the study of swatting implements used by Federer and Nadal et al. Jennifer.
What is racket science?
Thank you.
Rocket 8.
It's the study of toothed hand tools that permit rotation in only one direction. Katie.
What is ratchet science?
Yes.
Rocket science 16.
It's chemistry or physics at a New Brunswick, New Jersey school founded in 1766. Katie.
What is Rucker science?
Yes.
Rocket 2000.
It's learning acquired at a New York City correctional facility on an East River island. Jennifer.
What is Rikers science?
Yes. You didn't like the category. Don't know why. Here's the last clue. The Seven Summits women team made history in 2007 when 10 Nepali women joined forces to conquer this nearby peak. Jennifer?
What is Mount Everest?
That's the peak. And that takes you up to 22,000. Here comes Final Jeopardy. Europe is the subject. Think about it. Make your wagers, players. Back in a moment with the clip.
The Geico Gecko gives a very dramatic reading of "I have a flat tire" to remind us about this emergency service from Geico. What is roadside assistance? Geico, more than just car insurance.
Europe. That's a good subject for Final Jeopardy. And this is a good clue for our players. A tourism website for this country noted its colorful history, filled with barbarians, royalty, and even a movie star. 30 seconds. Good luck. Andy, we come to you first. You were in third place, way off the lead, but that's okay. You had 4,600. Will that total go up or down? You wrote down, what is Monaco? Yes, that's the country, and the movie star, of course, is Grace Kelly, who married Prince Rainier. You will add 1,900. That puts you at 6,500, $100 ahead of Katie. Did she come up with Monaco? No, she picked Germany instead. Which movie star were you thinking of? Marlene Dietrich? Yeah? Okay, you lose 2801. That drops you down into third place. And Jennifer, you couldn't be caught. You're not looking happy, though. Why? Because you wrote down Germany. We know it's Monaco. And you lost 6,500. That's not terrible. That leaves you 15,500. And now a three-day total of 90,300. So you'll have to wait till next week to see if you can go over the $100,000 mark. Have a good weekend. Join us on Monday. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Collect JoJo and tons of other cute characters and solve thousands of fun puzzles. Download Best Fiends for free today. Best Fiends.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
I thought my bumpy skin was just something I had to live with. Not anymore.
Gold Bond Rough and Bumpy Skin Therapy reduces bumps 74%. Gold Bond, ultimate lotion, ultimate skin.